Okay, so Naral explains that the reason why we receive kapara on Yom Kippur is because we enter into the shul for Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not possible for chait to be there because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is completely disremoved from chait. So therefore, on Yom Kippur, Kadosh Baruch Hu forgives us for our sins. And that's coupled with the fact that we're reminding ourselves by fasting, and therefore we get kapara. Now, the question is that the same Naral also explains on Sukkot, we enter into the sukkah, which is entering into the shul for Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Alshul Chosa says this, and the question is, why is it when it comes to Yom Kippur, we enter into the shul for Kadosh Baruch Hu in the way we achieve our kapara, specifically through fasting, but on sukkah, the exact opposite occurs, that the main mitzvah of the sukkah is specifically achil and shti in the sukkah. So why is it that on Yom Kippur, we're expected when we enter into the shul for Kadosh Baruch Hu, we refrain from eating, whereas when it comes to sukkah, when we're entering into the shul for Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're entering into the sukkah, the mitzvah is specifically fulfilled through eating and drinking. So perhaps we can explain as follows. On Yom Kippur, the whole idea is that we're like a malach. Now, a malach refrains from eating and refrains from drinking. But on Sukkot, it's a completely different situation. On Sukkot, the purpose of Sukkot is for us to realize our mission in this world. Namely, as the Kli Yakar and the Rambam and many others explain, the purpose of Adam in this world is to be the chibur between the Olamos HaYom and Olamos HaTachtonim. That man is meant to be the binding agent between the upper worlds and the lower worlds. And the way that he's able to do that is specifically by elevating physicality to be on a spiritual level. So the purpose of Yom Kippur is that Adam, we're like Malachim for a day to realize the potential that exists inside of us, but the main key of that potential, what we fulfill that potential, is not by being like a Malach the rest of the year, but specifically by elevating the Gashmius, that's also going to be the state of Ruchnius. And that's really the whole idea of Sukkot. That's what Sukkot is all about. Sukkot is all about us taking the physical and turning it into a spiritual. It's about the merging between the Elyon and Halyon, that's what the sukkah is. And the transition period from Yom Kippur is from Sukkot is for us to realize our potential exists inside of us, that we really have the ability to fulfill our role in this world, to be the bridge, to be the chibur between Olamos HaAyonim and Olamos HaTachtonim, and live a spiritual life in this world, one where we don't live like Malachim, but rather one where we live as physical human beings, but we elevate the physical to for it to be on a spiritual level.